Welcome to the Kingdom Teaching of Bishop Robert Cade. We would like to thank you for your continued support and partnership with the Word of Faith Ambassadors Worship Center. We hope that you enjoy today's empowering message from our leader.
I want to talk to you today on the subject of what we started last week, talking about the priesthood. And we want to talk about today purification of the priesthood. And, you know, purifying something, you got to put some heat under it. Amen. In order to get a crook out of anything, anything that's crooked, you got to put heat to it. And so heat'll straighten it out. Amen. Cold water won't straighten out something crooked. But it needs heat. And God needs, quote unquote, his body to be purified so that we could manifest what God wants to be done in this dispensation. Notice now, when God said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, you were on his mind. Yeah. You were coming. Yeah. You were in God before the foundation of the world. But you were released at a specific time so that you could make a difference in the earth realm at this time. Right. And so now it's your show to bring forth the manifested power of God in this dispensation. Point at yourself and say, it's me. I'm the one. I don't look for another. If I'm in it, I'm the answer. So in a situation that you're in, you're the answer to that situation. So don't look for somebody else to solve that situation.
You got that right.
Because you in it.
That's right.
So don't be saying, well, I'll get somebody else to pray for you. Ooh. What we'll call the pastor.
Come on now.
Come on, Pastor.
They call you.
Glory, 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 glory.
So God is saying that you're the one that can fulfill this obligation.
Yes.
But we want to pass it on to somebody else.
That's right.
God said, no, we need to purify the priesthood. We're all priests. Now, when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about the fivefold ministry. I'm talking about everyone that has been called by God. They are priests. But you will see that everybody is not of the same caliber.
Right. Amen.
A priest.
Right.
All because some people don't want to be. So I'm talking to you today, the purification of the priesthood. We've been in Ezekiel, and when you put it up there, Ezekiel, the 44th chapter and the 9th verse. All right, it says, thus saith the Lord, no stranger, no uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger is among the children of what? Of Israel. All right. Of Israel. Now, in order for you to understand, In order for you to understand that, I need for you to go to Ephesians. We just flip by two more scriptures and go to Ephesians. We'll come back to that. All right. Ephesians 2:10, verse 13. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. So we're talking about a group of people who are not, quote unquote, have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior life. So that group of people won't come near God's sanctuary.
Listen up now.
They won't come. But don't forget, God wants everybody to be saved.
That's right.
But there's a group of people that have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Amen. Amen. And there are certain things that they can do that other people can't do.
Amen.
So the people that are not saved don't know Christ. Because you are an effective priest, you can minister to those people on some level about Christ. All levels are not the same, but you can minister on some level to the people about Christ because you have accepted him.
Amen.
You should know something about Christ.
Amen.
All right? Just like when you were in school, they taught us some stuff that was not beneficial to us. A nursery rhyme. There was an old lady who lived in the, she had so many children, she didn't know what
to do.
She gave them some without any bread, and she pulled out a pistol and shot them all dead. Is that the way it go? All right. Well, did you get it like that? Okay. She beat him and she put him to what?
Bed.
She put him to bed. Now listen, we were trained that there was a woman who lived in a shoe. Women don't live in shoes. She had so many children. She had too many children. She didn't know what to do. This woman was in poverty. So I'm teaching you poverty at an early age. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them broth. Broth is a liquid that has no substance in it. So you telling these children stuff that has no substance in it about living. She gave them some broth without any bread. There was no revelation on this at all. And she put them to bed. They slept in the same poverty that she slept in because she put them in the same bed. Baby, do you go out there? This is how you get a man. And you wind up having 3-4 children, but you're not married. You put the children in the same bed. Now poverty comes on the next generation. There was an old lady who lived in the shoe. She had so many children. She didn't know what to do. She gave them broth. Without any bread.
No revelation.
And then she whooped them. And she put them to bed. Why you want me to sleep in the same stuff that you slept in? But you say you love me. I love my children. I love my children. But I'm putting them in the same bed. Lord, who is this? Because this, I love
everybody in your garden.
I love my children. I love my children. But yet when they get on my nerves, I say you ain't gonna be nothing. You just like your old daddy. I'm putting them in that same bed. Don't forget, out of your mouth come life and death. But I love my
children.
Because I'm in the priesthood, but not at the level that God wants us to be on. God said, I need for there to be a purification, because God never said anything that he didn't want. He only said what he wanted. But we say stuff that we don't want and turn around and say, I didn't mean it. Turn to Psalms, and then we'll come back to that. Psalms 82 and 6. Who is this? You got it? Psalms 82 and 6. This is God speaking. God say, I have said, you are gods. And ye, and all of you, everybody in here who have accepted Christ, are children of the Most High. So when you say something, it gonna happen.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
There will be judgment on each word that come out of your mouth. Some of the stuff that's coming is because you spoke it. And now that word that you spoke long time ago is coming into fruition. And now you're judged by the word that you spoke maybe 5, 6, 10 years ago. But we were created in God's image. So whatever I say, it's going to come into fruition. I don't know if this marriage is going to work. It doesn't.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm going to get a job. You don't.
Okay.
This not the place for me. It's not. Because ye are God. So it won't work out for you. Because you won't speak what you want because you are God. Maybe that's too strong. Maybe you needed to be diluted. Maybe you need to be where we have gone all these years. What's up, home? I'm just hanging in here. Hey, you don't hang. You're a king. Kings don't hang. Kings take territory. Kings are in charge. What do you mean I'm just hanging? And so I'm barely getting along. And that's what you have. Barely getting along. Oh, let me go on. So, go back to the PowerPoint. So, it says, verse 10. I'll start. Ezekiel 44:9. Thus said the Lord God, no stranger uncircumcised. So, we ain't talking about the people outside. We're talking about the people that are inside. Nor uncircumcised in flesh shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is among the children of Israel. And the Levite. Oh, my goodness. Those are the people that do the service of the priest, Levites. Now listen to this. The word Levi means join. You understand? The word Levi means
join.
The word Levi means
join.
What God has together, let no man. All right, which means that now all of a sudden they become one flesh. So when the scripture says the people of Levi, they are talking about the people who are joined to the Lord. They one with God. They not separate. They don't have a different mindset than God. They think like God.
Thank you again for listening to today's message. For more information concerning Word of Faith AWC, you may contact us via phone at area code 601-445-9049. Log on to our website at wordoffaithambassadors.org. Find us on Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Word of Faith AWC. People of God, be blessed.